Guy Sebastian, Love on Display. Right now, it's time for Music on Display on the Friday Music Club. Algoa FM is the place where you can meet your new favourite artist on a Friday. Who knows? You've never possibly heard of this person. But by the end of it, you might love their track that we spin for the first time on the show today. This man is really experienced in terms of percussion, music, composition. And he's been doing it for years and years and years, which is amazing because he's only 19. He started playing drums at the age of 2. He won the high school composition category at the International Steel Pan and Marimba Festival. So he went from, you know, banging on tins and drums and things up to steel drums and marimbas and then to composing songs and so forth. He's played in bands as a drummer. He loves piano music and he has produced a track that we think you're going to love, all the way from Durban, South Africa. It's Rhys Johnson. Rhys, how is Durban looking today?
Durban is actually looking quite sunny today. Surprisingly, it's not too hot though, so it's all good.
What? I think we've got your weather in Algoa country. Yeah, nice hot, humid weather. So, and we're getting more of it tomorrow. Sheesh. All right, look, speaking about the heat, you've been bringing it in terms of the drums for a long, long while. You started at the age of 2. Was it your idea or did someone force you?
So my dad was actually a drummer and he played in various rock bands and that sort of fell apart, but he would always play in the church. And obviously as I was born, he was still jamming. So
he should have been at the hospital. That's what should have happened. Why was he still jamming? Like, no, jokes aside though, so you watched your dad growing up. Did he teach you or did you just kind of pick it up?
So he taught me, but he said that it wasn't very hard to teach me in like rhythmically because I could pick up stuff quite quick. But in terms of obviously playing on a drum set and getting used to that, that was all his teaching.
What happens that you end up going on to the marimbas?
So in grade 1, I started playing in my assembly band. And in grade 3, I was open to joining the marimba band at our school. I joined a year earlier, so I was with a bunch of older kids. And I mainly played drums in the band because I didn't really have a solid drummer. So I just jammed drums, and then in between for certain songs, I'd switch out onto the marimba, and I sort of played that all the way and saw the trick.
And you wrote the songs as well, and you won at the International Festival.
Yes. So in grade 9, which is the 2016 festival, I got really inspired with some of the band play. And the following year, I entered the composition category, which is an option where players, you have various categories, you have a high school category, adults category. The high school category I entered, and I actually ended up getting disqualified that year because I used 10-20% of my piece was inspired by other African pieces, and I used parts of the melody thinking I would be able to, you know, go half composition, half arrangement, not really reading it. But they really liked the piece, so they took it from me, and well, they said they were going to teach it at other international events and the rest like that.
So we love the arrangement, but you can't use it here.
Yeah. So the following year, I came back, and then I won then. And then the next year, I won again. And then this previous year was the first time I was in the young adults category. Right. And fortunately, I won that as well.
Well, look at you. You're definitely a winner. And then you went electronic and decided to take up DJing. How did that come about? Because was this just a hobby or how did you end up DJing and producing?
Yeah. He plugged the marimbas in is what happened. It got electrified. What happened?
So I obviously always had a passion, as you can sort of figure, with the whole drums and marimba and the piano scenario and with instruments. But in grade 10, I needed to make some extra cash. So I chatted to a mate and we partnered up. And we ended up DJing and we got our first 13th at the end of that year. And the following year, we went to some more house parties. And then in the trick, I took it a bit more seriously. He wasn't too serious about it. So he was more for the cash. But I really found a passion in playing music for people. So I did the Rage competition for Belito Rage. They had a DJ competition for Matrix. And we had to make a mix. And so I played Crush, the nightclub here in Belito. And fortunately, I made it through the auditions, and I got picked with two other guys, one from Victoria, one from Joburg, and we got to play at Belito Rage. And since then, 2019, it went a bit uphill in terms of getting gigs. And then recently, like end of last year, I started taking music production a lot more seriously because I realized that for anyone who really want to make it as an artist, you can't just DJ all the time. So that's how that went about.
Well, that's awesome, and your fan base is definitely growing. Can you tell us a little bit about the track that we're going to play today? It's titled In the Air Tonight, and where can we find you online?
So you can find me on Instagram. It's my main social media platform. It's Reese John Music, John, how you usually spell John, and Reese with an S. And on there, you can link to all my other social media profiles. I'm on YouTube, I'm on TikTok, and that's actually been huge for me. It's how I've been growing my fan base and reaching people outside of my demographic. The track you're going to hear today started off as an idea that I posted on TikTok, and a lot of people really wanted to hear the song finished. So I decided to finish it and release it right now in the beginning of March.
Well, this very moment, you're releasing it live on Algoa FM for the first time ever. Everyone listening, this is Reese Johnson straight out of Durban to the world via Algoa FM. It's called In the Air Tonight. Look him up on Reese Johnson Music all over the internet. This is that track. Thanks, Reese. Thank you.